I think it's the last one. Got Chris Walsh, got Dan Morgan, got Dan Oster, and Dan, let's do it to a championship season. Stands.
To the champions.
It's, oh, wow, it's tangy.
What is it? It just tastes like cherryade.
I mean, there's something in there, I would say. Well,
yeah, I'm guessing it is.
But yeah, I don't know what it is, but the lovely people at Slaughter House bought it for us, and it felt apt. It's very red, and...
And that's apt.
Liverpool was very red yesterday.
It really was. I thought it was better than you'd have ever dreamed it was, to be honest. I felt like I saw everyone I've ever met, and they were all on top of the world. We walked out of Leicester last week and all the buses went past us. It was like a sort of weird parade where everyone's banging on the windows and big beaming grins on their faces. And then to see, what is it, just under 60,000 people and a lot of people in the away end who were Liverpool supporters get to revel in it yesterday was amazing. We stand at the very back row of the Kop in 202. Me, Fuad, Neil Dockin, and his dad Keith and Craig was with us yesterday as well. And there was about 60 seconds where I just watched the sea of people in front of us. And there's, I'm sure, people who are close family members and friends, and they're crying and holding each other. And I'm sure there's some people are strangers and they're ragging each other everywhere and stuff. And just that level of emotions an amazing thing to live with all of those people. It was genuinely an absolute honour to live through that with everyone yesterday.
Okay.
It was amazing. I had a funny moment where I walked down to get the train into town about 10:30, and I could just see the city centre in the distance, and I could see the Lara building was red, and the thought just crossed my mind of, God, I hope we never have to go through this on the other foot. It's like, I hope we're never in a position where like the opposite happens. And because what's your mood? Like, what are you doing yesterday if Liverpool win the league and you actively dislike them?
Stay in.
Go to caravan.
Go to North Wales, yeah.
Maybe maybe you go to like Chelsea on the Saturday and just stay in London or something for a weekend. Because
yeah, we're going to see Cats. Sure enough.
And in a matinee.
I'll pay £300 for a fight that I don't even like. Just to occupy my mind. I don't know, yeah. I think the point I'm trying to make is, it's like, it felt like a city-wide affair yesterday.